2, J.W. Fell, Springfield, December 20th, 1859. J.W. Fell, Esquire. My dear sir, herewith is a little sketch, as you requested. There's not much of it, for the reason, I suppose, that there is not much of me. If anything be made of it, I wish it to be modest, and not to go beyond the material. If it were thought necessary to incorporate anything from any of my speeches, I suppose there would be no objection. Of course, it must not to appear to have been written by myself. Yours very truly, A. Lincoln. I was born February 12, 1809, in Hardin County, Kentucky. My parents were both born of Virginia, of undistinguished family. Second families, I should say. My mother, who died in my 10th year, was of a family of the name of Hanks, some of whom now reside in Adams, and others in Macon County, Illinois. My paternal grandfather, Abraham Lincoln, emigrated from Rockingham County, Virginia, to Kentucky about 1781 or 1782, where a year or two later he was killed by the Indians, not in battle, but by stealth when he was laboring to open a farm in the forest. His ancestors, who were Quakers, went to Virginia from Berks County, Pennsylvania, and I effort to identify them with the New England family of the same name ended in nothing more definite than a similarity of Christian names in both families, such as Enoch, Levi, Mordecai, Solomon, Abraham, and the like. My father, at the death of his father, was but 6 years of age, and he grew up literally without education. He removed from Kentucky to what is now Spencer County, Indiana, in my 8th year. We reached our new home about the time that state came into the Union. It was a wild region with many bears and other wild animals still in the woods. There I grew up. There were some schools, so called, but no qualification was ever required of a teacher beyond reading, writing, and ciphering to the rule of three. If a straggler supposed to understand Latin happened to sojourn into the neighborhood, he was looked upon as some kind of wizard. There was absolutely nothing to excite ambition for education. Of course, when I came of age, I did not know much. Still, somehow I could read, write, and cipher to the rule of three, but that was all. I have not been to school since. The little advance I now have upon this store of education I have picked up from time to time under the pressure of necessity. I was raised to farm work, which I continued until I was 22. At 21, I came to Illinois, Macon County. Then I got to New Salem, at the time in Sagamon, now in Menard County, where I remained for a year as sort of a clerk in a store. Then came the Black Hawk War, and I was elected captain of the volunteers, a success which gave me more pleasure than any I have had since. I went the campaign, was elected, ran for the legislature the same year, 1832, and was beaten, the only time I have ever been beaten by the people. The next and three succeeding biennial elections, I was elected to the legislature. I was not a candidate afterwards. During this legislative period, I had studied law and removed to Springfield to practice it. In 1846, I was once elected to the lower house of Congress, was not a candidate for re-election. From 1849 to 1854, both inclusive, practiced law more assiduously than ever before. Always a Whig in politics, and generally on the Whig electoral tickets, making active canvasses. I was losing interest in politics when the repeal of the Missouri Compromise aroused me again. What I have done since then is pretty well known. If any personal description of me is thought desirable, it may be said that I am, in height, 6 feet 4 inches tall, nearly, lean in flesh, weighing an average of 180 pounds, dark complexion, with coarse black hair and gray eyes. No other marks or brands recollected. Yours truly, A. Lincoln.